Every woman has heard the warning from her doctor. Detecting breast cancer early can mean the difference between life and death. Public health officials encourage women to do monthly self-exams, feeling their breasts for suspicious lumps. But now, a paper in the Canadian Medical Association Journal says breast self-exams do not improve breast cancer mortality rates, and teaching women to look for lumps on their own can actually be harmful. The author of the paper, Dr. Nancy Baxter, joins us on the line. Dr. Baxter, what is going on here? We've been told for so many years that we should do self-exams. Now we're told the opposite. How can doing a breast self-exam possibly be harmful?
Well, we were very surprised by the results as well. But when we compared women who were, when we looked at the studies that compared women who were taught breast self-examination to the women who were not taught breast self-examination, what we found was there was no difference in terms of outcome from breast cancer. Women didn't survive breast cancer any better in the group that was taught breast self-examination. What we did find is women who were taught breast self-examination went to their doctors more for breast problems that ended up not being breast cancer. And we do know that that's associated with a great deal of anxiety for women, understandably so. And we also found that there was an increased number of breast biopsies that were not for cancer. So there was no difference in the numbers of cancers that were detected, but there was an increased number of benign, not cancerous lumps that were detected in women who had been taught breast self-examination.
Well, what's wrong with that? So if they find out that it's benign, hooray, there's no problem.
Well, even though we think of breast biopsies as a minor surgical procedure, they are still a surgical procedure. And any time we operate on people, we can have complications such as infection and bleeding, and certainly a certain number of people who have benign biopsies will have complications. But also, women are left with permanent scarring on their breast, and that's both visibly on the surface of their breast, but also there's scarring within the breast, which can make further mammograms more difficult because the mammograms will see the scar within the breast, and sometimes it's hard to differentiate that from actual cancer or worrisome problems. So that's another reason that benign biopsies, if they're not going to lead to improvement in survival, really do cause harm to women.
My understanding, though, is that a doctor's not necessarily going to do a biopsy.
Oh, absolutely not. And when you look at the studies, there were with far more women who came to the doctor for breast problems than actually underwent a breast biopsy. It's actually a small proportion. But what we did find was that it was almost twice as likely for women to have a breast biopsy if they were in the breast examination group than if they were in the group that were not taught to do breast self-examination.
How come no one's looked at this evidence before?
Well, in fact, when you look at the recommendations for breast self-examination, both the Canadian Task Force on Preventive Healthcare and the American Task Force have never strongly recommended breast self-examination. The recommendation has been what we call a C recommendation, which is no evidence for or against breast self-examination. Women had thought for 30 years that breast self-examination was effective, and suddenly now they've been told it's not effective. Well, we never had evidence it was effective, and I think that that's been a miscommunication with the medical community to women.
Well, isn't it possible women could find lumps that were cancerous if they did their own examination and then therefore get themselves to a doctor faster?
Well, women do find breast lumps, so women do find cancer by themselves, but even women who do breast self-examination, in the majority of cases when they find a lump, it's not during self-examination, it's during things like showering, changing, or during sexual relations. And certainly we encourage women to continue to be aware of their breasts and to report any changes that they find, but the majority will not be found during breast self-examination. Not only that, despite 30 years of promoting breast self-examination, still well less than 50% of women actually perform breast self-examination. So it has been widely taken up by the community. So what our recommendation is for the majority of women to continue what they're doing, just to be aware of their breasts, and if they notice a lump, then to report it to their physician.
Well, wait, what should they do for preventive care, though? Just stick with mammograms?
Well, what we know works, what we have evidence that actually works, are regular mammograms and a breast examination by a healthcare professional.
Dr. Baxter, do you think doctors and patients will go along with your recommendation to stop teaching women to do these self-examinations?
For women who are currently doing breast self-examination who feel very comfortable doing it and would feel anxious stopping, we're certainly not recommending that they stop doing breast self-examination. What we would recommend is that they go to their physician and make sure they're doing it correctly, because we do know that the majority of women who do breast self-examination on their own don't do it correctly. So that's one thing I'd recommend. In terms of what physician physicians will be doing. Certainly in Canada, I believe the majority of physicians were not teaching breast self-examination regularly anyway. So I don't think this is actually going to have lead to a great deal of change in practice for family physicians in Canada.
Dr. Nancy Baxter is a surgeon and the principal author for the Canadian Task Force on Preventive Healthcare. Thank you, Dr. Baxter.
Thank you.